I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are we on the verge of a banking collapse? Oh, that would never happen. That's never happened in history. Couldn't happen here. We're the United States of America. A subdivision of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund controls our money. It would never happen. They're printing money with bailouts that we don't even know about. Oh, it would never happen here. Welcome, my friends, to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Welcome, my listening audience from all over planet Earth as well. You're not in much better shape, I'm sorry to say, economically, financially, because the entire planet is on a fiat funny money system. The world religion, in addition to the medical monopoly, is the economic fiat money monopoly as well. Monopoly money. Monopoly medicine, monopoly money. Did they do it to us on purpose? Yes, they did. This is very ungodly. It does not include just weights and measures. It is not constitutional coin. It's been going on for a long time, the creature from Jekyll Island. Of course, we talk about the Flexner Report of 1910 preceding the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, two fateful events. The drugs precipitated the sleepiness of the American people that would allow them, their monetary system, to be debased, destroyed, utterly removed from them. With the guise of, oh, it will help us to increase prosperity. We'll pass out Federal Reserve notes like it's coming from the Parker Brothers game. And, of course, the value of each Federal Reserve note that used to be tied to, at the initial phases, some semblance of redeemability in gold and then silver and then gone. 1971, Bretton Woods Agreement breaks down. Nixon, thank you very much. Another Republican. See, we're equal opportunity offenders here. It's not only Democratic dunderheads that get our ire on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, economic healing, yes, but more than that, this hour, nutritional healing. With my dear friend, nutritional historian, he's not a doc, he's better, Christopher Barr. He'll be joining us in a little while. Stand by for that. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. The notes are all there. At robertscottbell.com, you can call me this hour at 259-5791. 800-259-5791. And if you are too bashful to call me live on the air, you can call and leave me a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355, and you are plugged all the way back in. Now, what is this about banking collapse? I've got an article here. I talked about it earlier in the week. Stunning on Reuters. Exclusive. U.S. banks told to make plans for preventing collapse. As if they can make plans for preventing that which is precipitating. Again, the same idiots that caused the problem. Maybe you could say they're not idiots because maybe they did it on purpose to enslave you. Enslave all of us to a fiat money system. But the same idiots, I can call them that, I'm going to, that created the problem are saying, well, save us! Prayer! Prepare! Plan! They don't want you to prepare a plan because if you do, you are now considered a potential terrorist. What? You're planning for that which they're telling the banks to plan for, but you can't do it. They can. What are they going to do to prepare for it? The only thing they can do is wallpaper. Wallpaper, my friends, with Federal Reserve notes. And just start handing them out to everybody to keep them warm, to keep you warm this coming winter. Are you ready? U.S. regulators directed five of the country's biggest banks to develop plans for staving off collapse if they face serious problems. If they face serious problems, emphasizing, guess what, that the banks could not count on government help. Really? So no more banking bailouts? Is that what you're telling me? You're not going to print money like it's out of thin air. You're not going to create digits artificially on a computer screen from the Federal Reserve, which is the collector. They call it the bailouter of last resort. But it's a collection agency, as the IRS is a collection agency for the World Bank and International Monetary Fund through the Federal Reserve. That's right. Happy? Pay your taxes. Feed the IMF and the World Bank. Make them healthy so that they can enslave you and your children and grandchildren. You're doing your civic duty, are you not? I don't know what kind of duty it is, but it stinks. Ooh, duty! The two-year-old program, which has been largely secret until now, is in addition to the living wills the banks crafted to help regulators dismantle them if they actually do fail. It shows how hard regulators are working to ensure that banks have plans for worst-case scenarios and can act rationally in times of distress. Rationally in time. They don't act rationally now. Nobody's acting rationally by saving Federal Reserve notes. Yes, there is varying, quote-unquote, redeemability based on the requirement to accept them. Those are called legal tender laws, regulations. They're unlawful, they're unconstitutional, but never mind. It's just the way it is, right? You can't fight City Hall. What are you doing? Should the Federal Reserve note be worth nothing, as it may have inevitably, as all federal fiat printed money kind of concepts, debasing the coins, ended up throughout history. They don't want you to learn from history because, oh my gosh, you will not be as easy to enslave or control. But what happens? The loaf of bread that's $5 now becomes 10 or 20 or 30 or 100. What are you going to do? Have you started to establish local means of exchange? Do you know your farmer? Have you become a farmer? Are you growing herbs? Something. Do you know something that you have that you can offer to people of value? Should the banking inevitable collapse occur? Look at what happened in Greece. Look at what is happening in Greece. Would you like to be enslaved? Here are 11 things that can and do and will happen when your country, when you allow your country to become enslaved to the bankers. I've got all of this linked up at the Robert Scott Bell show notes today. Please go there. Tell your friends. Number one, at some point, nations that are drowning in debt, they must implement austerity measures. You heard about austerity? That means all of you who are relying upon big government handouts on a federal and state and local level now are going to be cut off. Yep. So if you're dependent now, find a way to become independent now. Don't wait. Or if you maintain your dependency, do things to become independent while you're still dependent. I don't know if that's weird and oxymoronic, but give it a go. Number two, economic progress can actually go backwards in a debt-based system. How many people do you know have given up on cars going back to bicycles, mopeds, motor scooters? The Greeks are doing it in mass. Are you close enough where you can bike to places? I don't want you to be in an inner city like Manhattan. That's a scary scenario. Your banking system, number three, will inevitably melt down at some point. We already talked about the meltdown, and this is where he's the quarterback for the Falcons. Paul Ryan, the vice presidential dude that abandoned principles that he may never have had in order to save the free market, just as George W. Bush did before him, right? They are talking about the meltdown. Oh, well, if we didn't help the meltdown, we would have been better off 4 years out right now. We'd have been establishing local exchanges. We would have been growing our own food. We'd have been better off, just as Ron Paul had said. But no, they're going to make it 10 times worse unless you prepare. Number four, in all countries with a debt-based system, eventually your taxes will be raised to ridiculous levels. In France, they're proposing a 75% rate. Right? Go ahead, Will Smith. Eat it up. Number five, your currency slowly but steadily becomes worthless. The wheelbarrows of the Weimar Republic. You've seen that? It is happening. The value of every... Just go to the grocery store. Barack Obama, do you shop? No, of course not. You've got a pastry chef who wants food to come out of a Jell-O mold erector set in a lab somewhere. Listen to my interview with Jerry Doyle. He had me on last week. We talked about that. Number six, when things get bad enough, there will be rioting in the streets. Are you in a place? Are you prepared for that? When people are hungry, they turn to become their animal selves. Hypoglycemia indicates the animal self takes over the higher human consciousness for survival. Stay out of harm's way. Find a way to feed yourself. Find a way to make available the food that will nourish yourself, your community, your family. Do it now. Don't wait. They're going to keep trying to string this thing out. I don't know when it's happening. It's strung out a lot longer than some people have predicted. Number seven, when a debt-based economy crashes, money becomes very tight and shortages tend to happen. There's your moment of duh as well. Wait for that? No, don't wait. Number eight, your population will eventually become so desperate that they will start banding together to loot food and supplies from stores. When the power goes out,
Watch, it's happened. It's not unusual. Number nine, if things get bad enough, even essential services might start shutting down. You've heard about the collapses of the power grid. They've been happening. California, hold on to your hat if that will help. Will it keep you cool in the summer? Not necessarily. Number 10, in an economic depression, many people begin to totally lose hope. That's because you haven't prepared. You are not set the stage for what may be coming. Don't know when, but it is just an obligation. If you live in a hurricane area, an earthquake area, you prepare for that. If you live in a country that relies on paper money that it prints out of thin air, you prepare for that. Right? Maybe that's where Mitt Romney is okay, because in the LDS church, they actually know about preparing for the rainy days. I think they're supposed to have a year or two of food supply. This is something, if you haven't already done, please do so. Number 11, just like we saw during the Great Depression of the 1930s, there's a spike in suicides when the economy crashes. And that spike is accelerated by PTSD, by pharmaceutical drugs, by vitamins that are lacking, minerals that are lacking in the refined processed foods. My dear friend Christopher Varr, he's not a doc, he's better. Nutritional historian, knows all of this. I'm going to bring him up real quick right before the break just to say hello. We've got a lot of healing to do, do we not, Chris?
We do, and great information you're sharing. You know, it comes down to self-responsibility. Stop abdicating your personal responsibility to MDTs and government officials, and take a hand for yourself and those you love and care for.
Yes, and see through the lies in the old media. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com. The links are up. Chris Varr, my friend, he's on with me the rest of the show, if we can hold him on that long. Drug-resistant STDs. Back-to-school shots. Losing weight by eating more fat. We got it all on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,609.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,650.05, $825.03 for a half ounce, or $412.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,650.05, $825.03, and $412.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, see ya. The NBA at the Olympics is over, so we were able to get my dear friend back on board here, Christopher Barr, my nutritional historian. What an amazing thing. The Olympian NBA game's over, and America won the gold.
Yes. It was a tough fight right down just about to the end. It was a one-point game into the fourth quarter. So yeah, it was a great game, but let's talk about important things, though.
Absolutely. Know. Yeah, there's a guide to back-to-school vaccination. I'm thinking, here's your guide to back-to-school vaccination. Don't get them!
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And on that note, you know, just a couple of years ago, Ida Honoroff passed with really no notice at all. One of the leading voices that helped to raise awareness against vaccination from the 1970s. Well, right at that same time, Wailene James also wrote a book that is it's ended up in founding the Vaccination Liberation Group, which really is the leading voice, has been the longest leading voice, to raise awareness about the fraud of vaccination. And Wailene James just died the other day. She was 86. So I just want to give a note to Wailene James in honor of the work that she had done to raise the awareness that we're now seeing, Robert, growing numbers of people finding out on the dangers of vaccination. In fact, a recent study just came out noting a 500% increase in autoimmune diseases and illnesses amongst the vaccinated when compared to the unvaccinated. And another study that just came out a week or so ago that showed when they give the antigens in vaccines to lab animals that are raised to be healthy, that inevitably they noted a dramatic increase in autoimmune disorders in animals that are raised to be healthy. People don't know in animal research, usually they take animals that are bred to have disease. Well, here they used healthy animals and found that vaccination guarantees a dramatic increase in the scourge of humanity today, autoimmune diseases. So fraud is vaccination and fraud, well, they should be of the definition.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be vaccination.
Hey, listen, and I do want to acknowledge Wailene James's life. I mean, she was amazing what she did. And decades and decades and decades, in fact, to get to this point where so many more are questioning, so many more doctors, nurses, state, local officials are now having to deal with people that are saying, wait a second, you mean this is not required? I don't think I want to do this for my child. And they're freaking out. They are. They're pulling out the big guns wherever they can to try and intimidate parents back into basically assaulting their children with toxic poisons by injection. There was a book many years ago written by Harris Coulter, Murder by Injection, Death by Injection as well. This thing is not new. And the VacLib.org I've often referenced because of their work. There are many places now where this information is out. So if you're not sure what your state statutes say about exemptions and how to get religious exemption in 48 out of the 50, it's there. And I've got those links up as well. And we talk about it in Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, the 10-plus hour seminar John Rappaport and I did. So here, I don't know why you want to send your kids to government schools, but that's also an economic induction, I believe.
Yes, those are public indoctrination centers. And it helps when they vaccinate the children to dull their brains so that they won't be critical thinkers and think their way out of the box of slavery that is the public education system.
Yeah, indeed. And so many people coming out, you know, all think the same. The sheeple-like think it didn't happen by accident. As we said, the Flexner Report of 1910 didn't set the stage for Obamacare in 1911. It set it up for 2010, 100 years later. And that's how these things go. And we're in the midst of an awakening, a consciousness shift. Those that have, you know, stepped into the food-grown nutrition light, so to speak, are awakening and go, whoa, what the hell's been going on around here?
Yes, and it's really going to take people, again, taking personal responsibility so that they can think their way through when all of these collapses inevitably come because under their own weight that they've created. So I'm heavily invested in a precious metal called chromium.
Yes.
That glitters is not gold. That shiny little metal chromium is worth its weight in gold. So I'm heavily invested in chromium myself.
By the way, I took 100 micrograms of GTF chromium that I got from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com before I went on the air today with my breakfast, but I could have taken it away from it. Sometimes I do because it is food. It's not pretend supplements that are trying to fake their way into your body. This is the stuff we're talking about here. By the way, as well, those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show don't know about Chris Barr. He's got two great little books that are phenomenal, and you can get them through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. One on chromium, one on selenium, and all the things almost like the scientific community doesn't acknowledge.
Well, in fact, Consumer Reports, I don't know if you've seen this yet, they have a brand new article, just came out a couple days ago, warning people away from supplements and ending the article saying, protect yourself, lay off antioxidant supplements. Well, in the first place, antioxidant supplements don't do any harm, so how would that protect you by not taking them? And even more importantly, there's nothing more protective documented in medical journals against cancer and heart disease than selenium and antioxidant. So, you know, they're trying to, just by every means that they can, divert people's attention away from proven science that is whole food nutrition and nutrition in general.
Well, listen, the ruling class, the claim, those who are elitist, who look at us as the little people, I mean, they realize on some level, because they're just like the queen, we talked about this, the royal family, eating organic, having raw milk, for instance, real milk, having a homeopath, wanting a holistic nurse. I mean, these are the people, they know better, but yet the rest of us, you know, we don't want you to know about these things. In fact, we're working actively through United Nations Codex Alimentarius to limit your access to these things. The state and federal government here in the United States is doing its level best to prosecute and persecute anybody who would dare basically deal in raw or real milk products. And that tells you a lot about their concern that when you eat well, you will see well, you will hear well, you will think well, your consciousness is opened up, and that the greatest danger to them is an awakened population.
Yeah, so once again, keeping people deadened by the public indoctrination centers, vaccinations, foods that have had the nutrients removed from them. You know, chromium and selenium and silicon are all premium brain nutrients, and those are the three most removed nutrients from the foods Americans most commonly consumed. That's not a coincidence.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, this is the stuff where you go, on some level, it's very, very on purpose. But whether it is or isn't is irrelevant to what I would like everybody to do. That is, to start introducing one little thing, and then two little things, and then three, and they will build on each other. Like I said, if you're dealing with something overt, such as type 2, as they call it, diabetes or hypoglycemia, get on the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms, at least three times a day. There's going to make a world of difference. You'll open up and say, wow, that's for real. It worked. And then what? Well, and then what? We'll come back with Christopher Barr and talk about that, because there's an article here that I have linked up in the show notes that says you can still lose weight if you eat high fructose corn syrup. Really? We'll get to the bottom of that study and more right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, RobertScottBell.com. Nutritional historian Christopher Barr is with me as well. Stay here. Tell your friends this is where healing is in media.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Can you believe it? A place for health freedom still exists here in America, right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, or you can leave comments at the website. Right now we continue with my dear friend, Christopher Barr, a nutritional historian. Just when we thought it was safe not to eat high fructose corn syrup, a study comes out in a nutrition journal. It's safe. You can even lose weight eating high fructose corn syrup. All you people that were going off on GMO corn syrup and mercury in the corn syrup, oh, you're nuts. No, we're not. We're actually going to debunk the debunkers. Chris, don't you love this study?
Well, it's amazing that they find that by reducing calories, you can lose weight even if you eat trashy garbage that kills you as a slow poison. And because they still lose weight because of low calorie, they declared, that proves that it's safe? No, that just proves that the amazing virility and power of the human body that can overcome. It's really just a simple matter of mathematics. If you cut your calories low enough, you'll lose weight, whether you're eating high fructose corn syrup or eating shoe leather.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. It just shows how absolutely dunderheaded, stupid, and I know some people are offended by the use of the word, that anybody in science with a degree, and I call it a degree, especially when they come out with these idiotic statements that say, oh yeah, you can eat high fructose corn syrup, just don't eat many calories. How much toxicity can you handle? As we said, we are a resilient species. Our livers take a lot of punishment, but ultimately it debases our ability to deal with all of these toxic poisons. And then what do they say? Oh, it wasn't that. You just needed a vaccine. Oh, here's that statin drug you told me you didn't want to take. It's good for you. It's a vitamin now. And that's the kind of nonsense we got to deal with.
Yeah, it's vitamin ST, except it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the biggest frauds, if not the biggest fraud in the history of drugs, is the statin drug, since there's nobody anywhere who has ever needed a statin drug, ever. All you need is chromium and selenium. There's nothing positive that a statin drug does that chromium and selenium doesn't do better, more efficiently, and quicker without any side effects, as opposed to the multitude of side effects from statin drugs. So it's a deficiency of the most removed items from the diet, chromium and selenium, that is the problem that they're addressing by entering a poisonous drug into your body and your liver.
Sure, and if you can't get the raw whey that would be helpful to you to increase glutathione production as well in the presence of selenium that's so necessary. I want to give a shout out to my friend Stephen Hewer. You know him, the One World Whey, and this is the form that you can get that is undenatured. It's non-pasteurized, so you have the ability to get the benefits. And I know a lot of people don't have the access to the raw milk, so this is important for me to get this out to you. And Stephen is available at One World Whey at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Again, the selenium that we talk about with Chris here is important. Why? Vitally important, because without the selenium, you can't produce the glutathione, even if you take the NAC that they all are gaga about.
And even taking the One World Whey, they need to take the selenium also, because selenium also magnifies the effect and prolongs and reuses it, recycles glutathione peroxidase. So they go hand in hand. It's not one or the other. It's both working better together than either one separately.
Correct, and that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris Barr, my dear friend, is with us, and we've got other stories here. There's almost like there's so much. It makes it easy when we cover all of these things, but there's another story about drug-resistant gonorrhea, or STDs. Now, we've known for a long time that the antibiotics were running out of steam. They were never really the vital, let's say, life-saving tools, ultimately, if we knew what we could do with nature.
Well, that's right. In fact, when antibiotics were brought in, it was because they were a big money maker, not because we didn't have an answer. Most people don't know that the most prescribed medication by medical doctors up and through the 1930s was the herb echinacea in a liquid extract to boost immune system. And when they brought antibiotics in, they dumped the echinacea, not because it was better.
Well, no, they abandoned that. They abandoned the silver we'll talk about. They abandoned homeopathy, all in the name of what? Petrochemical medical monopoly. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk more about drug-resistant microbes and the real healing solutions after this break.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Well, doctors want to take away your ability to defend yourself by destroying your immune system with drugs and taking away your guns, too. That's the kind of thing we're talking about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So beware, beware, everybody, of white lab coats with licenses from the government. Yes, that's right. Drug-resistant STDs and other infections, they're no problem here. But if you're going to have no problem there, you're going to have to abandon the FDA and most medical doctors as well. And that's why we have not a doc. Chris Barr on with me as well talking about this. You know, most people are stunned to hear that the majority of prescriptions made were to echinacea, you know, in the early part of the 20th century before the petrochemical medical monopoly really started taking control of all the M deities.
Yeah, well, they found out they could make, you have to grow echinacea and process it takes time. These chemical antibiotics, they're cheaply made and then they charge a fortune for them. So it was a matter of economics, not of scientific superiority. Of course, now we're seeing about gonorrhea, but disease after disease is becoming resistant to these chemicals that man has thought he was so smart about. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they could just convert to where they should have been all along, sovereign silver, an activated, charged, free silver component. There's no bacteria or virus, that includes gonorrhea, that's been found that can survive 2 to 5 minutes of constant exposure to a silver hydrosol that's in sovereign silver. So all they need to do is do what they should have been doing all along, which would cost them less money and get better results with no disease resistance.
Indeed, and you have all of these herbs that can modulate and support immune function and immune response. We talk about the silver that has a direct intervention capacity to reduce the so-called pathogenic burden, for lack of a better way to say it at the moment. But we also have the nutrients that we've discussed before, like selenium, to produce and promote good liver detoxification. Because that's another part of the lingering issue when everybody says, oh, it's a virus, it's going to kill you. Never. The virus that kills you. In fact, it's the aftermath of even a successful immune intervention that suddenly you're so backlogged, you have no liver function, your kidneys are stressed, that you can't get rid of the debris, and you have secondary, quote-unquote, infectious complications, for instance, in the lungs, the pulmonary system, and now you have these pneumonias and people end up dying and they say, oh, the flu killed you. No, your liver killed you, and that's something that they don't know.
Well, your lack of support for your liver.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Killed yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You killed your own liver by not knowing the things that we're talking about here every day, almost every day.
And amazingly, selenium and chromium were both discovered to be essential nutrients in liver studies. They're essential specifically for the liver and for other things also. Selenium boosts the immune system dramatically. Chromium boosts it somewhat, and those two are two of the three most removed nutrients from the foods that Americans commonly eat. The third being silicon, and a lack of silicon causes a weakness in the cells and in collagen connective tissue that makes them more susceptible to infection. So again, we're back to those top three most removed that are the most important and most important to get in a whole food form for greater biological activity. Chromium, selenium, silicon.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I was talking earlier about the violence, right, I was talking about the attempts to disarm Americans based on all of these shootings, and we've seen how psychiatric drugs come into play in almost all of them. But they completely ignore, even if they discuss that, the nutritional deficiencies present in these children and adults, omega-3 essential fats as well, and the chromium, selenium scenario as well, all of these things that are completely ignored by the medical establishment.
Yes, and it's been documented. People would go back to Dr. Alexander Shouse's book from 30 years ago, Diet, Crime, and Delinquency, in which they documented the removal of sugar from the diet of violent offenders and the dramatic reduction in violent incidents in children in custody, in children's homes, and children's jails. When they just did something as simple as removing the white sugar from the table that's had all the chromium and selenium removed from it. So modification of behavior just through diet has been documented for 30 years.
Sure, and then the fluoride issue, intoxicating poison through the water supply that the EPA now says, oh, well, maybe we goofed on that. Maybe it's not so good. And, of course, these are the issues that increase the burden, the oxidative stress as well, the increased mercury intake from all sources when we have in the presence of fluoride. And then we have, you know, the selenium issue. We must get the selenium in to help bind out the bad guys.
Yes, and then the solution of medicine, these SSRI drugs for violence and suicide prevention, one of the side effects of those is violent behaviors and increased suicides. How crazy is that to use something as a solution to a problem that increases the cause of the problem's existence as a side effect of it?
Right. Well, we could always eat USDA chicken factory farms, right? Wait a second. No, not that. Well, we'll be back to talk about food and more. Healing like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this brief break.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
toxic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I don't know why I just had this vision of this old public service announcement. They used to have those PSA commercials like, you know, only you can stop forest fire, Smokey the Bear. Chris, do you remember the one where like a grandpa and a grandkid are sitting in a little rowboat fishing and talking to each other, and little boy says, I have lots of friends. I even have Jewish friends. He says, well, you're prejudiced then because you don't think of little David as your friend, but as your Jewish friend. And I'm thinking people are going to, you know, come after us and say, you're prejudiced against doctors. You know, it's like some of my best friends have to be doctors. In fact, we feature doctors on here that have woken up and grown out beyond their training. So it isn't that, but we recognize that those that are caught in the pharmaceutical medical monopoly matrix, they often don't even know that there's a whole other world out there, and they're fighting to retain that which they know, and that which they don't is a threat to them. So we recognize that. It's more than just, oh, doctors are bad.
Well, it's a dishonest accusation anyway, Robert, because the hordes, the vast majority of those doctors are prejudiced against supplements. So it's not we who are prejudiced against them, it's they who are prejudiced against us. And it's strictly financially based because the science is on our side and against them. So it's a dishonest accusation anyway. We're all for doctors and anybody else that's self-responsible, that pays attention to what's good for them. We're all against people that want to an MD to lift themselves over someone and tell them to do something that's harmful for them and ignore all the superior scientific modes that are available that they just have nothing to do with because they're biased and prejudiced.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember origin words? They used to have meaning. Physician, doctor used to mean teacher or someone to help you to heal yourself, teach you how to do that. And, of course, the great docs that we do feature are the ones that also listen to the people that come to them for help because they'll learn from them as much as they can teach them. And those are the good guys like Dr. Nick Gonzalez, of course, Dr. Batar and others that we feature here from time to time or regularly. But not a doc. Why are you not a doc? You can explain that so profoundly. Go ahead and let it rip, Chris.
Well, I'm leading by example because people have lifted up doctors, and a big mistake has been made by people wanting to be a natural doctor and find some doctorate in this, that, or the other thing. And all that does is perpetuate the propaganda from the vast majority of those who are doctors. So I'm leading the way by example. I'm not a doc. And I tell people there's a place for doctors, but it's a little tiny place. And the farther you get removed from that little tiny place, the more problems that follow. So take responsibility, and if there's something you need a doctor for, by all means, you get a bullet wound or a car accident, you know, go to someone to sew that up. But for, you know, all that ails you on a daily basis, for the most part, you can take care of that through nutrition, herbs, and good basic science.
Yeah, I think of my dear friend Dr. Batar, his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I mean, what a great title. And he's a physician, and he wrote that so that you wouldn't go to the doctor. He said, here's how you do this, and you won't need us. So appreciate and respect all those that are, you know, waking up and helping others to wake up as well.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm not a doc to wake people up. It's to make a point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am a doctor in the classic sense. The Latin doctori means teacher.
Yes.
But in the legal sense, where they've absconded through legal machinations that you can't call yourself doctor unless you join one of these fraternities of fraud. So I'm just standing up and making a voice against it.
Yeah, and in fact, you didn't go into debt to the tune of $500,000 to know what you know, and that seems to be smarter than those who have done the other way.
Well, and that also causes those people to be less open to the truth, because ultimately it comes down to, for them to realize that most of what they've learned is fraud, in their minds, in their psyche, means that they're not smart, because how do they spend so much money and sleepless nights for 10 years to get something that ultimately was mostly not true? So it's hard for them to overcome that hurdle. because they see themselves as not being dumb, and I'd have to be dumb to fall for that. No, you've just been hoodwinked and tricked like most everybody else. Look at the science. The science stands from Dr. Beauchamp, the greatest doctor who ever lived. And he was a doctor, and I love Dr. Beauchamp. But most doctors are following Louis Pasteur, who wasn't even a doctor. How ironic is that?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, it's one of those strange absurdities in history that you don't tend to take into account. And the economics we talked about today on the show as well. I mean, if you are indebted to the tune of a few hundred thousand to a half a million, you're going to be controlled by those economic interests because they can shut you down. That's the whole issue why I argue against licensure. And then some would say, well, how do you know if somebody's going to be legitimate or good if they're not licensed? You don't need a license to establish your schooling to a certain degree. As a surgeon, have you been through the appropriate end? Here's the private thing that says you, then you can determine it. A license doesn't determine whether you're good or not.
Exactly. In fact, I have, just the other day, every week I have someone approach me or call me, do you see patients? No, because it's not safe legally for me to see patients. And people want to see me because the word of how I help people has gotten out. So I have to just educate them, listen to my broadcast. Sometimes I'll give them a few tips or find out what's going on. Okay, do these things here. Because if I hang out a shingle and put Chris Barr, healer, they'll come put me in jail for seeing patients. So I have to do things on the basis of free speech. And word of mouth follows. I have more people that want to see me than I could even see if I wanted to try and jump through the legal hoops anyway.
Sure.
With no license at all.
Yeah, and it's not, and you don't ask for permission because none is required, and that is your birthright, and that's what another message here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, you don't even have to hang a shingle and see patients in Oregon. All you have to do is hang a bucket and collect rainwater, and you're busted. I mean, this is a crazy world now. We have to ask permission for everything. No, stop it. That's a big problem, the American sheeple. Wake up, stop asking for permission where none is required, and in most cases, it's not. And if it is, that means you are enslaved to those who claim ownership of you, over you. And that's why I utilized the Ron Paul quote earlier in the show. If you, you know, acquiesce to this idea that you have to ask the government permission to take care of your children's health, for instance, then you acquiesce the ownership of your children to the state. That is something that is in violation of the birthright and the parental obligation. And as Chris Barr talked about, that personal and self-responsibility, taking back control over our health, our future, our freedom. Chris Barr can be heard every Monday through Friday. How do they hear your show?
Well, through KLRG radio over the internet if you're not in Arkansas.
Okay. Well,
Voice of Change.
Yeah, give a listen to Chris. And, of course, my show, 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. All the links are at robertscottbell.com, including to my good friend, Nadadoc, who helped me do the most amazing thing that we must do every time we're on the air. Remind you that the power to heal is indeed yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.